The evidence is overwhelming. In view of the overwhelming evidence that the Bible is the true Word of God, it is important, even imperative, that we read it daily, memorize it, meditate upon it day and night, and live according to it. For the Bible is the one and only book in the world that can make us wise unto salvation. The Bible is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible alone can keep our country, or any other country, from the moral and spiritual decay and chaos that we see throughout the world today. King Solomon, 1,000 years before Christ, said, "Where there is no revelation from God, the people cast off restraint." Another version puts it this way, "Where there is no word from God, the people run wild." This country and any country will only get worse and worse as long as people turn their backs on the Word of God. As George Washington once said, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." Daniel Webster said, "If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity." If the Bible is not true, and if Jesus is not our Savior, then life has no meaning. We are, as all unbelievers, without hope and without God in this world, with nothing to look forward to but death and eternal separation from God. But thanks be to God for His indescribable gift, Jesus, who takes away the sin of the world and assures us of everlasting life with Him in all the glory and splendor and majesty of His heavenly home, where there will be no more hunger or thirst or crying or pain or death or sorrow or tears or anything impure. Nothing but peace and joy forever and ever.